Campaign exclusive, video blasts Kamala Harris for copying Trump on no tax on tips. By Hannah Knudsen on August 15, 2024. The Trump campaign is blasting Vice President Kamala Harris for copying former President Donald Trump's popular campaign promise of no tax on tips, showcasing the presidential hopeful's apparent inability to showcase an original idea. The video, first obtained by Breitbart News, reminds viewers of headlines made in 2023, when the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, under the Biden-Harris administration, moved to crack down on tips in the service industry. The montage includes a number of talking heads from a variety of networks pointing out the fact that Harris's newfound support of no tax on tips is inauthentic, as she is simply copying Trump's popular idea. One talking head in the montage described Harris as a puppet who does not have one original idea. Another said that the media are covering up for Harris, despite the fact that no tax on tips has always been Trump's idea, not Harris's. Another asks how Harris is even able to reconcile this policy given her involvement in the very administration that has gone after tax on tips for service workers via the IRS. Kamala will say or do anything to get election. The chyron on the screen reads, warning the American voter, you can't trust her. Kamala Harris. Weak. Failed. Dangerously liberal, it concludes. Watch. Kamala Harris plagiarized President Trump's no tax on tips policy because she knows it's popular and her dangerously liberal record is unpopular. Trump campaign National Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said in a statement provided to Breitbart News. Kamala can't be trusted to implement no taxes on tips. She comes from the high-tax state of California and has supported raising her taxes her entire career, she added. Only President Trump can be trusted to cut taxes for hard-working Americans like he did in his first term. Indeed, in August, Harris copied the Trump campaign promise, announcing during a rally in Nevada that she would not only aim to raise the minimum wage but eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers. I know Culinary 226 is in the House, Harris told the crowd. And the Culinary Union, as everyone in Nevada knows, they have helped lead the way in our country for workers' rights and workers' dignity. I have to say, for years I've been so proud to work by your side. When I was Attorney General of California, we worked together to crack down on wage theft. When I was a United States Senator, we fought together for paid family leave and medical leave. And earlier this year, right here in Vegas, we celebrated your historic contract win. And it is my promise to everyone here, when I am president, we will continue our fight for working families of America, including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers, emphasis added. However, Trump made that pledge in June, telling a crowd in Las Vegas, "So this is the first time I've said this. And for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy," Trump announced. "Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips. We're going to do that right away, first thing in office because it's been a point of contention for years and years and years, and you do a great job of service. You take care of people," Trump added. The promise went largely viral, as the campaign even once offered to mail pro-Trump no tax on tips stickers to those who requested them to put on receipts leading up to the election. Currently, the IRS considers tips, cash and non-cash alike, as income and are subject to federal income taxes. Trump, in turn, slammed Harris for copying his position, writing on Truth Social that Harris has no imagination whatsoever, as shown by the fact that she played copycat with no taxes on tips. He also warned that she is only interested in that position for political purposes and will not actually follow through. The difference is, she won't do it, she just wants it for political purposes. This was a Trump idea, she has no ideas, she can only steal from me, added said. Related, Trump, Kamala's honeymoon period will end when people get to know her.